Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. .842 on Wisconsin's Morning News. You generally hear him on the WTMJ Steve Scafidi Political Power Hour, especially on Fridays, but he's agreed to join us. GOP strategist Bill McCashin on WTMJ. Bill, I imagine you had a cigar or three to celebrate this victory last night?
Tonight. I was watching with great interest all the way through the president-elect's speech last night, and then scrolling through your website and others trying to get legislative updates. So the cigar will come tonight.
So how did he do it?
I think he focused on the issues that voters truly care about. And Eric, it's not a big surprise. If you look at any poll, whether it's Marquette or Emerson or New York Times, people said the economy was the number one issue. And Donald Trump had specific answers as to how he was going to turn this economy around. The second major issue was immigration, and he had specific answers on that. And those are the things that moved voters the most. I think Democrats went all in on abortion again. And I think that was a motivating factor for a certain percentage of voters, but not like it was in 2022. So I think the Harris campaign sort of missed it as it relates to the key issues that voters really care about.
Talking with Republican strategist Bill McCashin. You hear him often on the WTMJ Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. We're stealing him a little bit early this morning for some analysis. Bill, Wisconsin did a very Wisconsin thing. Voted for former President Trump, now President-elect Trump, and then also sent back one of the more liberal members of the United States Senate as their representative in the U.S. Senate. I'm looking at some of the math here. If you have the margin of victory for Trump at about 31,000 votes, margin of victory for Baldwin at 27,000, that means it's about 50,000 people who split their ticket?
Yeah, probably so, Vince. If you go back and listen to the Political Power Hour on Friday, I said my big concern about that race was the third-party candidates. They're both right-leaning. Philip Anderson and Thomas Leger, the two of them combined for about 50,000 votes. And honestly, that's what prevented Eric Hovde from winning last night. I think Eric Hovde ran a phenomenal campaign. And if those two gentlemen aren't in the race, he wins last night, just like Bernie Moreno and Dave McCormick. And it looks like Rogers is going to win in Michigan. So I think the thing that prevented Eric from winning last night wasn't his campaign. I thought they were outstanding. I think it was those third-party candidates.
Yeah, doing the math on that, as more of the vote is in, Bill, it looks like a 70,000 vote. Well, Anderson and Lager both getting about 70,000 votes between the two of them, right? Well inside of what would have flipped this race one way or another.
Yeah, and if those are more likely Eric Hovde voters because they're both right-leaning. One's an American First candidate, the other's a Libertarian, which both of those would be considered right of center. All of those go to him. He actually outperforms Trump in the state of Wisconsin.
Bill McCashin joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News. When you look across the country and some of the results we've seen, anything raise your eyebrows, anything surprise you, or anything of note?
Well, the overall turnout appears to be down from 2020, whether it's 15 million or 20 million. So the good news is I think America stood up, Eric and Vince. I think they said enough's enough. Let's just have some common sense. Don't tell us what to think. Don't call us garbage. Don't call us Nazis. You know, treat us with respect. And Chuck Todd, believe it or not, I'm going to quote him. He said this morning on one of the programs that the coastal elite consultants for Harris totally whiffed on that. They missed the center of the country and what people really believe and think, and it was at their own expense.
We are learning this morning as well that the U.S. Senate will be in Republican hands. Republicans picking up a couple of seats there. The math right now is at 52 seats in Republican hands, and there's still some seats outstanding. The House is still up for grabs this morning. Republicans hope to retain the slim majority they had in that body.
Bill, what do you expect the president-elect, I guess we can call him now, although it's not official, but what do you expect the president-elect to do in a second term? Do we expect to see the same president? Do we expect him to be different this time around? Obviously, there are always policies, but the persona, the person that he is?
Yeah, I'll disclose to your listeners, and I've done this on the Political Power Hour. My youngest son worked for the Trump campaign, so he was there last night in West Palm Beach, and hopefully he'll get an opportunity to work in the White House. So I've had some connection to this all the way. I can tell you this. They are far more prepared than they were in 2016 when Trump won his first term. They have been working on the transition since immediately after the RNC in July. So they will be ready to go on day one with a full slate of appointments across the government. And I think they're going to probably go with two reconciliation bills. Lindsey Graham, Senator from South Carolina, sort of tipped his hand on this last night. I think Republicans will go with two reconciliation bills to try and enact as much policy as they can in 2025. So I think you're going to see Eric and Vince a very focused administration that wants to get results as soon as they possibly can.
Bill McCoshin is with us. He's a Republican strategist. Bill, does the fact that President-elect Trump doesn't have to run for re-election again also change how he chooses to govern?
I think it does. And I think it changes the opposition too, Vince, because I don't know that they come at him as hard as they did in when he was the 45th president because he had an opportunity to run for re-election. I think they understand that this is it for him. It's one and done. So hopefully the government's able to come together and find some common ground on some things that benefit the regular American citizen.
Republican strategist Bill McCoshin. You often hear him with Steve Scafidi on the Political Power Hour. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.